how we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some of you up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. Barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house and you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It couldn't have lasted longer because it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. It's out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends! How many of us have them? Friends. What we can depend on? Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's...
That's old Friends by Houdini. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, April the 17th. Today's topic is going to be about friends. How many of us have them? Oh, like nowadays, it's so hard to just say who's your friend and who's not, and who's there for you. It's really hard to say who's family and who's not. Like, it's really hard. You hate to think of it in a negative light, but you know, reality is reality. You think that these people will be there for you. First of all, what is a friend? A friend is a person that is going to be there through you, through thick and thin, that's going to give you constructive criticism, a person that's going to smile with you, laugh with you, cry with you, give you hugs, be there for you, your children, so forth and so on. The ones that is not going to switch out on you, regardless if they don't understand certain things or pick a side because with somebody else, pick a side with you knowing that you are wrong. Somebody's going to tell you right from wrong, so forth and so on. Friends are the people that love you, that's going to be there for special moments in your life, milestones, if you're going through any type of trials and tribulations. It's just so many different attributes and things that we can consider to say that's a friend. But nowadays, it's really hard to decipher these type of things because you got people that are so slick. They're so backbiting with certain things. People that, you know, hey, listen, friends is somebody that you go on trips with. Somebody that you could call if you're married and you and your marriage is going through something to help rationalize out situations. Even to the point if you're going through something with your children or your family and so forth and so on. Like, there's so many different things that a friend can bring to your life of experiences and so forth that a lot of different people don't realize these type of things because they don't know how to be a friend. I'm going to tell you something. I, myself, from my experience, and then just like what I see amongst with a lot of different people, even down to what me and my husband, now we are best of friends. We fall out just like any other relationship or whatever the case may be. But through the thick and thin, we could look at each other and we could get over it. We just know we have set boundaries within ourselves. We know that certain things, certain topics, we don't go on to try to belittle each other and so forth and so on. And we just be there for one another. And it's because, I guess, because we're married and we love each other. And I can't just sit up and say, I guess. But that's to the point of you being with your significant other. That's, you know, that's a friend. But when it comes to people that's on the outside, it's hard to rely on these type of people. These type of people could be there for you. You could grow up with somebody and y'all can grow apart. They could be into something and you're not. Case in point, I had a person, this person that was in my life that I thought was my friend. And I loved her. Through thick and thin, I didn't give a damn what she had going on. I was going to be there for her when she cried, when she was upset, when she was sad, mad, whatever the case may be. I was going to be there for her. And I can't sit up and say when I was younger, when I was coming up, that she wasn't there for me. And it was a genuine thing. It had came to the point of a different situation when we got older, and she went on with her life and had different experiences as well as I did. I don't know if what happened, but it was a special event in my life, and I really wanted her to be there. I really wanted her to be my right-hand person. I wanted her to be my friend. And lo and behold, at that particular time, I had to attach myself onto people that I didn't even really know. It's really sad that people feel as if you grow, that makes it seem as if you feel like that you are better than the other person. I'm going to tell you something about me. Even if I grow, that doesn't mean that I'm higher than you. It's just that I had struggled to get here, and I'm providing a place for you to, or a way for you to be able to come to if you do it the same way that I did, or you take my constructive criticism or my advice. That's how I look at things in life when it comes down to friends or just within people genuinely. But nowadays, people don't value friendship like they used to. Maybe back in the day, maybe in the late 70s, because I was born in 77. but after that, I mean, like, it just trickled down. Like, people can't even go on trips with people anymore. Look at how these girls that went out of the country with their friends, and some of them come back alive and some of them don't. It's crazy that things are like that. And it's really sad that people could become so bitter amongst each other or be jealous because another person has outgrown them, or they don't tap into that type of experience that person decides to have experience with. Now, everybody have their own demise, and demise is the things that we choose to do in order to destroy ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong, just because your demise is different than mine, but sometimes your demise might be destroying more in your life than it is mine. At that particular time, me, I admit, I'm fat. I'm overweight. I could choose better way of being healthy and so forth and so on. Some people, they choose drugs and stuff. Both of the things of not eating and not being healthy or taking drugs and stuff like that, those are still demise. This is something that destroys both of us, regardless of what. See, I'm a realist. I like to say things for it to not say, hey, it has face value. I like to know and say things because it's the truth. So with that being said, like, nobody's demise is no better than the next person or lesser than the next person, because at the end of the day, it destroys us as a people. See, that's what I'm saying. Some people's situation destroys them a little bit rougher than others. And then you'll have it to the point that people can't manage their emotions by them looking down upon you or looking or make it seem as if you are looking down upon them, because their demise has taken them totally out. Now, I'm not okay with the point that my not being healthy ways is going to take me totally out. I work on that on a day-to-day basis. So with that being said, like, hey, listen, everybody's struggling with something. That doesn't mean that you got to look down on me because I'm struggling with something, and I don't need to look down on you because you're struggling with something. Why can't we encourage each other together in order to move forward? That's just my take on it. I'm still struggling with that because the simple fact is this person was my person, my go-to person. When she was the person I told whenever I was first pregnant. My deepest, darkest secrets, the person that I lean and depended on regardless of what. So you don't realize who your friends are until you really, really need them. And some people will sit up and say, well, hey, I needed that person, but that person wasn't there for me. That wasn't my case. Might was somebody else's case, but that wasn't mine. I could only go by my own experience. I still suffer to this day because I don't have that go-to person. Besides when it came down to a female standpoint. Like with me and my husband, yeah, we're best friends. And I tried to tell him everything within it come down to certain stuff. But he don't know the vulnerability of it when it comes down to a woman. Even though he was raised by a woman. It's just a different dialect when it's a female and a male, if you understand what I'm saying. So with that being said, like, you know, do friends really still exist in this life? Like, I see people going on trips and they're going on dates, and then like on social media, you see people, you know, they're getting along and they're working together and so forth and so on. But you have a lot of people that have a lot of drama that's going on. You have people that's always complaining about what this person is saying to them or complaining about how this person had reacted towards them, and so many different things that's happened in life. I'm going to tell you something. I just take it as, I shut people off, which I probably shouldn't, because that's not always a good thing, but then it's a safe thing. So you really just can't say, hey, listen, you have these people that you can say, well, hey, they're your friend. They even comes down to family. Like me and my family, it's mostly girls than it is boys. But do I have my family that I could call as girls that I could talk to on a regular basis about good times and bad times and different times or different decisions or even business decisions, so forth and so on? You know, sometimes it sucks to not have friends. It even sucks worse to not even have family. I don't know. When Houdini done made that song, I guess this is just life repeating itself. Everybody goes through these type of things of thinking that they can have friends. You'll come along and get along with somebody at work and say that your work friend or your work partner better than the people that you have grew up with. People that you've slept on the floor with or slept outside or went on camping trips or you know, played hide and go seek free tag with. You know, so many different people get caught up into so many different spectrums and don't realize that they don't forget about how to be human, how to be realistic. They want to put on a facade to be something that they're not. It's always good to be straight up and to be real, but not to the point that, like, you thinking that, hey, listen, these are the people that you feel like you could depend on. I don't know. It's just so many of us go through this type of trauma and don't realize that it affects us throughout our lives. I don't know. It you know, maybe it'll change. Maybe, you know, we'll probably be all, you know, dead and gone. Or maybe it become a great flood again and wash up and people just start all over. It seems like to me it's just going to be a repeated cycle. I had my granddaughter with me last summer, and I had the problem. She had a problem with being a good friend. I always told her, don't do something to somebody that you don't want to be done to you. And it was a struggle within that. And she just got to the point that she was telling, and I had to teach her that, you know, just because everybody else is doing something a certain way doesn't mean that you have to do it that way. You got to always try to be a good person and to be able to be mindful and be respectful of one another. That's just life, period. A lot of families and a lot of people are not teaching their children that, and they should. Sometimes it's hard to sit a child down and tell them how to be right with other people and not to pick sides because they're popular. That's how it is in my hometown. Like, people pick sides because it's popular. They go within the point of that's what they feel like it is. Really, to be honest with you, it ain't really shit to be popular about down there. But at the same time, you know, we are all human and we all have made mistakes and so forth and so on. Now, don't get me wrong. People are so quick to pass judgment. Even within myself, I'm going to put it like this right here. If I know that you was out here being a whore, or you was out here doing things that is not of my caliber, I can't, you know, I'm going to have my opinion about it because I got to make my decision if I'm going to deal with you or not, or whatever the case may be. But I'm not going to slander your name because that's what you got going on. I'm just not going to deal with it. Case in point, I seen one of my cousins a few days ago, and she was telling me about some people that was down there, whatever the case may be. And I stopped her right there and I said, hey, you know what? Damn those people. Because the simple fact, not damn them like, hey, you know, I wish something bad to happen to them. Damn them because that's their situation and we're family. We should be talking about other things more positive within that spectrum. It's like people don't know how to be good to one another without trying to bash each other or look down on somebody because as if somebody else has a better situation than you do. It's crazy that people can't even be friends. You can't even be neighbors with certain people. I sit back and I see a lot of different things or whatever, and I observe, and I'm a very good observer, and not saying that, hey, I'm the best observer, but I go off of how you act towards me and how things is in life. And with that being said, regardless of what the situation is, you got to think about all these different things that's going on in life and how people react towards one another. A lot of people don't realize these type of things until it's too late. And then they want people to have sympathy for them after they done destroyed this relationship with that person or they wasn't there for that person. Hey, it's all of us, male and female. When it comes down to males, I see observance of different things that men, this is what they do. When it comes down to men, they're so... Men gossip more than women do. They can sit up and say that they don't. They say they hard with certain things or whatever the case might be. But they do. They gossip just as much as women do. They know more about what's going on, who's sleeping with whoever and whatever going on. Men used to do that back in the day. Like, yeah, man, you know, I hit that so-and-so. And they, you know, they keep it down. Nowadays, these men here, this is what they do. They tell you about who did what. And then they'll slick and be and they'll go bite on each other. Like, they'll see a girl that's out or whatever the case may be, and they'll double back on the guy on the guy that was talking about the girl and so forth and so on. And I'm pretty sure that was doing that. They, you know, this type of situation has been going on for a long period of time. And that's, people don't realize, especially in the black community. Hey, I'm not, you know, against that. It don't happen in other communities. I'm talking about black folk. They backbite on each other and make things bad and don't realize that they are creating things that we don't even see. And that's to the point of disconnect amongst each other, not being able to count on one another and be worried about if somebody gonna sleep with your old lady or seeing if somebody's gonna sleep with your man and so forth and so on. When I was coming up, I seen that a lot going on within the point of, like, family members. They had to watch other family members being around their man, because the simple fact it was mostly women, and you got to worry about it for one of your friend, your friends or your siblings or whatever gonna go and try to talk to your man back and forth. It was crazy. Now, I just said, whenever I growed up, I wasn't gonna deal with that type of shit, because the simple fact is that's just not my caliber. I don't do those type of things, and I stand on that. My husband tell me all the time, you just in that old type of way and stuff like that. No, it's not that. It's just the right way. Like, I'm not finna be up there skinning and grinning in somebody else's face and then backbite on them or go sleep with somebody else because the simple fact is this person offered me a little money or they gave me a smile or whatever the case may be. I'm just not that type of person. I know that it causes a discord and so forth and so on. And I think I've talked about this before on my podcast, where a friend of mine or a cousin of mine thought that I was had done slept with or been with their man. It's crazy. And whenever I heard it from the gossiping from somebody else that was in the family members or whatever the case may be, it really appalled me, because it hurted me. And then I had to get over it, because the simple fact is, well, hey, Yolanda, you need to go and talk to that cousin about it or whatever the case may be. No, I'm not going to do that, because that person should have had more faith in me to believe that I would do some type of shit like that. But hey, when people think that you'll do something like that, that's back to me. My grandmother always told me, you have to watch folks. You always got to watch folks, because they will show you who they are. And see, I didn't give them that type of caliber within that. You know what I'm saying? I was just friends with the guy. We went to school together, so forth and so on. And to the point that, hey, listen, when I was coming up, I seen that so much that I didn't want that to be a part of my life. I don't know. You know, some people have morals and some people don't. And regardless of what the situation is, a lot of us lose our morality in a lot of different things. But that right there, sleeping with a family member, a cousin, or whoever the case may be, man or whatever the case, it wasn't going to be me. Probably would have been somebody else, but it wasn't going to be me. So you got to have some type of morality about yourself and carry yourself in a different type of way. I'm the type of person that, you know, whenever things transpire within me, I know that I can't just lay down at night and feel like it's going to be all right. I'm going to dream about it. I'm going to toss and turn. I'm going to be thinking about it. And it's just going to take away from me. Some people are just hellions. They don't give a damn. They're narcissistic, and they can sleep with somebody and don't care what happened next. And I've came across people that's like that. People that claim like that they friends with people. And they done went and slept with that person's husband or a man. Or the man done slept with that person's wife and so forth and so on. Like, people are crazy. They don't think about the big picture when it comes down to certain stuff. They don't realize that it hurts us as a community as a whole. You don't do those type of things. You could feed a person and they'll still backbite on you. How many friends do you got? Can you depend on the people that surround you? Can you depend on the people that you say that is your friends? It's probably some people out there that have been friends with somebody 20, 30, 40 years. But I think all them people probably about dead and gone. These new millennials people and these baby boomers and stuff like that, boy, you can't throw them no farther you can see them. It's crazy that people are that way. I just encourage you, hey, don't do something to somebody that you don't want to be done to you. A guy had put on social media the other day that he was upset because he had been cheating so many times in a relationship, and the girl that he was with, she decided to give up and she decided she was gonna cheat. Hell, he been doing it all this late of time, so I might as well do it. So whenever he found out that she was cheating, his whole world came to him. He called all kind of names and so forth and so on. But, you know, men look at women as trash when they do that type of stuff. But men don't look at men when they do that as trash. You know, it's like a double standard. And it's crazy that it's that way. But that's just the truth of it. We got to start measuring people on from what they do. You know, our actions and so forth and so on. So we can be able to get back to the point of people having loving friends and honest relationships. It's crazy that we can't see those type of things because the simple fact is we don't express those. We don't have that type of experience. I would love to be like going on trips and having a good time and, you know, we splitting the bill, everybody not feeling like that one person is spending more than the next person, being able to sit down at home, having brunch together or cooking breakfast that morning and so forth and so on. When I was coming up, that's what I used to have to do when I was coming up. When we didn't have anywhere to stay, we were staying with my aunt. And my aunt already had a bunch of kids, and then it was me and my brother, then we had to stay there. So whenever my aunt came, she made sure that everybody had something to eat, so I would get in there and cook breakfast. My aunt, she would be already to cook sometime before then, but that was just showing the calibration of how loving and family could be. It wasn't worried about who was cooking more and stuff like that. Just everybody divided and made sure that each and everyone had. And that's how I felt when it was whenever I had a friend. You know, you just got to understand what a friend is and how it's good to have a friend. I don't know. Maybe it may be in the next lifetime that I have a friend that I could depend on or talk to or for to be there for and them not switch up on me. Because I know I'm the type of person, I'm not going to switch up on you. People don't understand boundaries and people don't understand that. Sometimes that just because you signed up to go to the fight don't mean that everybody else got to go to the fight, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, true enough, you could be there for that person. Like, in the black community, I never understood the point that, hey, listen, you jump on me, everybody gonna jump, or whatever the case may be. Not even trying to question or think about what did that person do in order to get into that fight. That is something for you to think about. People have lost relationships because that other person didn't jump in to participate in a fight that person's friend had done started. Like, it's crazy that it's that way. Some guys be like, nah, man, you wasn't there for us and so-and-so this, and they'll have a beef for 30 years because somebody was fighting in the schoolyard and that person wasn't there. It's crazy that it's like that. But, you know, people lose good relationships behind that crazy spectrum and not understanding that, hey, listen, you didn't think about the well-being of me. If we get in this fight and I don't want to get caught or whatever the case may be, then this is on my family and them trying to get me out of jail and you could be free. Like, why we can't sit down and rationalize different conversation, have a conversation with one another to be able to rationalize different things. Being able to have good, wholesome conversations with each other. Being a friend with one another. I went to the Africans the other day to get my hair done. And they were just talking about different things that went on in the black households, in the African household as well as in the black household. This right here was just like, they brought up the subject that made a lot of good sense. We as black people here in America have lost our everlasting mind. We don't know how to be friends with each other. We don't choose to be friends with each other. I don't just say y'all don't. I said me too, because I'm afraid of getting hurt. I'm afraid now that person is going to be a snake in the grass to me, or whatever the case may be. And I'm afraid of it. The ladies were saying that, you know, they was talking about child support in the households and stuff like that. Say up in Africa or Nigeria, there's no such, they don't take out child support on the men. There's no such thing as that. No, they don't make them do those type of things, because in Nigeria, African men, they make sure that their children is taken care of. They're not the types of ones that really abandon their children. Even if they did, or whatever the case may be, you know, there was too many family members that would be there to take up their slack because they want to carry on the family's name and make for it to be in a good light. Say, for instance, like, I could sit up and say, I was telling them, I said, hey, I was a single parent and I didn't have a daycare or whatever the case may be, and it was hard for me. They said, Nigeria, they don't do things like that. You can go to a neighbor's house and knock on their door and say, I got to go to work today, and I don't have a babysitter. They'll let that baby stay there with you until you get off of work and feed that baby and make sure that baby is okay. Free of charge. Black folks, they want to charge you an arm and a leg, your food stamps, anything, hair, you know, redoing or something like that. It's just crazy that it's that way because we done lost the morals of who we are and what we are and why we should be like this, just good, cool to one another. It's hard. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. And it's sad that it's that way because the next generation won't never be able to get that experience of how love should be shown towards one another. That's why I tell y'all all the time that, hey, listen, you can't buy gifts and feel like that's love. You'll receive more love from people by them being there for you. Being there for you through thick and thin. Helping, watching your children when you need a babysitter. Cooking you a meal or vibing with you whenever you don't have enough. Giving you a ride to the store whenever you don't have a ride. So forth and so on. Allowing you to borrow things. Washing powder. Allowing you to use your wash machine or the washboard. When we was coming up, we used to have to wash clothes in the foot tub or even in the tub in the at home. Nowadays, if your wash machine go out, you got to go to, they done made it to the point of a convenience of a laundromat. What's wrong with you going to your neighbor's house? Hey, listen, I need to wash a load of clothes, you know, or whatever the case may be. It's crazy. When we didn't have enough money for lights and stuff, they used to run extension cords from one house to the next. Nowadays, you know, they got it. They so bougie. A person see somebody doing something like that, they'll call the folks on them, telling, hey, somebody stealing lights and so forth. Like, people have lost their morals within the point of helping one another or even just to the point of knowing how to love each other. You don't even know how to be friends with each other. People can't even be friends out here illegally selling drugs. And I'm not saying that I'm an advocate for selling drugs or doing drugs or anything of that nature. But you got people that be upset with you about being on the same block. Talking to the person that within that area, coming in that area. Oh, this is old block. This so-and-so block. Even in the projects. Don't come over here on this side of the projects. Isn't it stupid? People don't even know how to be friends with each other. And it's sad that we're that way. You can't even show love or give a hug without somebody judging or judging it wrongly. We got to get out of this type of mindset. There's nothing. There's so many different negative things that you could say about having a friend than you could say to the point of something that's positive. Don't get me wrong, you know, people, you know, they have their own ways about showing things and being there for one another and so forth and so on. And I'm pretty sure there's more good people that's out there that knows how to be friends. But nowadays, it's very few and far between. People are so self-centered in amongst themselves, and they're always out to try to get one another. People, do you know that people could be upset with you because you have did something that you have worked so hard for, and they'll feel like that you think that you are better than them because you have reached your goal? Isn't that crazy and stupid? Why not be happy for that person? People are, they're so crazy within it. They applaud you on Facebook or social media or Instagram or Twitter or whatever the case, or X. They ain't Twitter no more. They'll applaud you on something like that, but in the back of their mind, they upset with you because you got it. They upset with you because you did it. They're surprised that you did it. It's crazy that it's that way, y'all. It is really crazy that it's that way. We got to get out of that mindset. That's not the way to be upset with one another because another person has reached their milestone. Another person has accomplished something. You should be happy for them. Not to the point of you being upset or feel like that person is above you. What if that person is trying to tell you something? I could sit back and I tell you stuff. Hey, listen, it's been about 2 years now. So I had opened up this new bank account and I posted it on social media about different things or whatever. Here it is. You know, in the last past probably 6 months or 7 months. And don't get me wrong, you know, people have to advocate for within themselves and understand certain things when it comes down to different things that people have going on. But I'm going to tell you something. For people to come in my inbox that I advocated about something 2 years ago and then like now that makes me proud, because the simple fact is, hey, you didn't do it in front of everybody else, or maybe you just didn't want to, or you was ashamed about it, but at least you learned from it. You know, not to think that, hey, listen, some people think that, hey, if I ask her, that means that she gave me something and I owe her something. I'm not that type of person. I don't carry that type of energy in my body, because the simple fact is, I'm the type of person is that I'm willing to give you just as much as I have if it's available to give. But when it gets to the point that you have shown me that you don't deserve it, then I take it away. That's just me. I get my blessings by doing things like that. I keep myself safe by doing those type of things. And not all the times that it's that way, but majority of the times I'll take that. And you should do that as well. We got to stop holding grudges, stop being upset and mad, and learning how to be a friend and knowing how to love one another. We can do it. We don't have to always harp on to the negativity all the time. There's more to life than to be negative. There's more to life than to backbiting, sleeping with one another's mates or so forth and so on, or tap into that. Even if you feel like that your friend's mate is trying to holler at you, you correct them. Hey, listen, don't come at me with that or whatever. I'm not dealing with that type of behavior. You shut people off. You let them know, hey, listen, that's not what I want from my life, because you're carrying an unprecedented spirit. Meaning that, hey, listen, if you received that, then you received it. You received that energy to carry it on to the next generation, to the next generation, and to the next generation. And don't realize it. That's just something for you guys to think about. How many friends do you have today? Is there anybody that you can just sit back and look in your phone, and if you're going through something, that you can really count on? Are you the type of person that a person can be able to call on you? Do they have to worry about you bashing them or being belittling them because you didn't make it to where they are at? Just, you know, vice versa. Do you know how to love on people more than yourself, or being there for other people? And I'm not just saying more than yourself, just being able to make the right decision if you know it's the right thing to do. There's so many different things that we need to grow from. We need to advance and to make better decisions with, because I'm telling you, the way we going, it ain't working. It ain't working. I'm just saying, it's not working. How many friends you got? How many people you can count on? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, April the 17th, talking to you about friends. How many of them you have? Y'all have a good night.
You say you and the girlfriend were so tight. You took an opportunity and got one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared most of everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends. Friends, how many of us have them?
in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some of you up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, or else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, because it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. It's out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, what does being friends depend on? Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's...
That's all Friends by Houdini. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, April the 17th. Today's topic is going to be about friends. How many of us have them? Oh, like nowadays, it's so hard to just say who's your friend and who's not, and who's there for you. It's really hard to say who's family and who's not. Like, it's really hard. You hate to think of it in a negative light, but, you know, reality is reality. You think that these people will be there for you. First of all, what is a friend? A friend is a person that is going to be there through you, through thick and thin, that's going to give you constructive criticism, a person that's going to smile with you, laugh with you, cry with you, give you hugs, be there for you, your children, so forth and so on. The ones that is not going to switch out on you, regardless if they don't understand certain things or pick a side because with somebody else, pick a side with you knowing that you are wrong. Somebody's going to tell you right from wrong, so forth and so on. Friends are the people that love you, that's going to be there for special moments in your life, milestones, if you're going through any type of trials and tribulations. It's just so many different attributes and things that we can consider to say that that's a friend. But nowadays, it's really hard to decipher these type of things because you got people that are so slick. They're so backbiting with certain things. People that, you know, hey, listen, friends is somebody that you go on trips with. Somebody that you could call if you're married and you and your marriage is going through something to help rationalize out situations. Even to the point if you're going through something with your children or your family and so forth and so on. Like, there's so many different things that a friend can bring to your life of experiences and so forth that a lot of different people don't realize these type of things because they don't know how to be a friend. I'm going to tell you something. I, myself, from my experience, and then just like what I see amongst with a lot of different people, even down to what me and my husband, now we are best of friends. We fall out just like any other relationship or whatever the case may be. But through the thick and thin, we could look at each other and we could get over it. We just know we have set boundaries within ourselves. We know that certain things, certain topics, we don't go on to try to belittle each other and so forth and so on. And we just be there for one another. And it's because, I guess, because we're married and we love each other. And I can't just sit up and say, I guess. But that's to the point of you being with your significant other. That's, you know, that's a friend. But when it comes to people that's on the outside, it's hard to rely on these type of people. These type of people could be there for you. You could grow up with somebody and y'all can grow apart. They could be into something and you're not. Case in point, I had a person, this person that was in my life that I thought was my friend. And I loved her. Through thick and thin, I didn't give a damn what she had going on. I was going to be there for her when she cried, when she was upset, when she was sad, mad, whatever the case may be. I was going to be there for her. And I can't sit up and say when I was younger, when I was coming up, that she wasn't there for me. And it was a genuine, I felt like it was a genuine thing. It had came to the point of a different situation when we got older, and she went on with her life and had different experiences as well as I did. I don't know if what happened, but it was a special event in my life, and I really wanted her to be there. I really wanted her to be my right-hand person. I wanted her to be my friend, and lo and behold, at that particular time, I had to attach myself onto people that I didn't even really know. It's really sad that people feel as if you grow, that makes it seem as if you feel like that you are better than the other person. I'm going to tell you something about me. Even if I grow, that doesn't mean that I'm higher than you. It's just that I had struggled to get here, and I'm providing a place for you to, or a way for you to be able to come too if you do it the same way that I did, or you take my constructive criticism or my advice. That's how I look at things in life when it comes down to friends or just within people genuinely. But nowadays, people don't value friendship like they used to. Maybe back in the day, maybe in the late 70s, because I was born in 77. but after that, I mean, like, it just trickled down. Like, people can't even go on trips with people anymore. Look at how these girls that went out of the country with their friends, and some of them come back alive and some of them don't. It's crazy that things are like that. And it's really sad that people could become so bitter amongst each other or be jealous because another person has outgrown them, or they don't tap into that type of experience that person decides to have experience with. Now, everybody have their own demise, and demise is the things that we choose to do in order to destroy ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong, just because your demise is different than mine, but sometimes your demise might be destroying more in your life than it is mine. At that particular time, me, I admit, I'm fat. I'm overweight. I could choose better way of being healthy and so forth and so on. Some people, they choose drugs and stuff. Both of the things of not eating and not being healthy or taking drugs and stuff like that, those are still demise. This is something that destroys both of us, regardless of what. See, I'm a realist. I like to say things for it to not say, hey, it has face value. I like to know and say things because it's the truth. So with that being said, like, nobody's demise is no better than the next person or lesser than the next person, because at the end of the day, it destroys us as a people. See, that's what I'm saying. Some people's situation destroys them a little bit rougher than others. And then you'll have it to the point that people can't manage their emotions by them looking down upon you or looking or make it seem as if you are looking down upon them because their demise has taken them totally out. Now, I'm not okay with the point that my not being healthy ways is going to take me totally out. I work on that on a day-to-day basis. So with that being said, like, hey, listen, everybody's struggling with something. That doesn't mean that you got to look down on me because I'm struggling with something, and I don't need to look down on you because you're struggling with something. Why can't we encourage each other together in order to move forward? That's just my take on it. I'm still struggling with that because the simple fact is this person was my person, my go-to person. When she was the person I told whenever I was first pregnant. My deepest, darkest secrets, the person that I lean and depended on regardless of what. So you don't realize who your friends are until you really, really need them. And some people will sit up and say, well, hey, I needed that person, but that person wasn't there for me. That wasn't my case. Might was somebody else's case, but that wasn't mine. I could only go by my own experience. I still suffer to this day because I don't have that go-to person. Besides when it came down to a female standpoint. Like with me and my husband, yeah, we're best friends. And I try to tell him everything within it comes down to certain stuff. But he don't know the vulnerability of it when it comes down to a woman. Even though he was raised by a woman. It's just a different dialect when it's a female and a male, if you understand what I'm saying. So with that being said, like, you know, do friends really still exist in this life? Like, I see people going on trips and they're going on dates, and then like on social media, you see people, you know, they're getting along and they're working together and so forth and so on. But you have a lot of people that have a lot of drama that's going on. You have people that's always complaining about what this person is saying to them or complaining about how this person had reacted towards them and so many different things that's happen in life. I'm going to tell you something. I just take it as I shut people off, which I probably shouldn't because that's not always a good thing, but then it's a safe thing. So you really just can't say, hey, listen, you have these people that you can say, well, hey, they're your friend. They even comes down to family. Like me and my family, it's mostly girls than it is boys. But do I have my family that I could call as girls that I could talk to on a regular basis about good times and bad times and different times or different decisions or even business decisions, so forth and so on? You know, sometimes it sucks to not have friends. It even sucks worse to not even have family. I don't know. When Houdini done made that song, that I guess this is just life repeating itself. Everybody goes through these type of things of thinking that they can have friends. You'll come along and get along with somebody at work and say that your work friend or your work partner better than the people that you have grew up with. People that you've slept on the floor with or slept outside or went on camping trips or you know, played hide and go seek free tag with. You know, so many different people get caught up into so many different spectrums and don't realize that they don't forget about how to be human, how to be realistic. They want to put on a facade to be something that they're not. It's always good to be straight up and to be real, but not to the point that, like, you're thinking that, hey, listen, these are the people that you feel like you could depend on. I don't know. It's just so many of us go through this type of trauma and don't realize that it affects us throughout our lives. I don't know. It you know, maybe it'll change. Maybe, you know, we'll probably be all, you know, dead and gone. Or maybe it become a great flood again and wash up and people just start all over. It seems like to me it's just going to be a repeated cycle. I had my granddaughter with me last summer, and I had the problem. She had a problem with being a good friend. I always told her, don't do something to somebody that you don't want to be done to you. And it was a struggle within that. And she just got to the point that she was telling, and I had to teach her that, you know, just because everybody else is doing something a certain way doesn't mean that you have to do it that way. You got to always try to be a good person and to be able to be mindful and be respectful of one another. That's just life, period. A lot of families and a lot of people are not teaching their children that, and they should. Sometimes it's hard to sit a child down and tell them how to be right with other people and not to pick sides because they're popular. That's how it is in my hometown. Like, people pick sides because it's popular. They go within the point of that's what they feel like it is. Really, to be honest with you, it ain't really shit to be popular about down there. But at the same time, you know, we are all human and we all have made mistakes and so forth and so on. Now, don't get me wrong. People are so quick to pass judgment. Even within myself, I'm going to put it like this right here. If I know that you was out here being a whore, or you was out here doing things that is not of my caliber, I can't, you know, I'm going to have my opinion about it because I got to make my decision if I'm going to deal with you or not, or whatever the case may be. But I'm not going to slander your name because that's what you got going on. I'm just not going to deal with it. Case in point, I seen one of my cousins a few days ago, and she was telling me about some people that was down there, whatever the case may be. And I stopped her right there and I said, hey, you know what? Damn those people. Because the simple fact, not damn them like, hey, you know, I wish something bad to happen to them. Damn them because that's their situation, and we're family. We should be talking about other things, more positive within that spectrum. It's like people don't know how to be good to one another without trying to bash each other or look down on somebody because as if somebody else has a better situation than you do. It's crazy that people can't even be friends. You can't even be neighbors with certain people. I sit back and I see a lot of different things or whatever, and I observe, and I'm a very good observer, and not saying that, hey, I'm the best observer, but I go off of how you act towards me and how things is in life. And with that being said, regardless of what the situation is, you got to think about all these different things that's going on in life and how people react towards one another. A lot of people don't realize these type of things until it's too late. And then they want people to have sympathy for them after they done destroyed this relationship with that person or they wasn't there for that person. Hey, it's all of us, male and female. When it comes down to males, I see observance of different things that men, this is what they do. When it comes down to men, they're so... Men gossip more than women do. They can sit up and say that they don't. They say they hard with certain things or whatever the case might be. But they do. They gossip just as much as women do. They know more about what's going on, who's sleeping with whoever and whatever going on. Men used to do that back in the day. Like, yeah, man, you know, I hit that so-and-so. And they, you know, they keep it down. Nowadays, these men here, this is what they do. They tell you about who did what. And then they'll slick and they'll go bite on each other. Like, they'll see a girl that's out or whatever the case may be, and they'll double back on the guy on the guy that was talking about the girl and so forth and so on. And I'm pretty sure that was doing that. They, you know, this type of situation has been going on for a long period of time. And that's, people don't realize, especially in the black community, hey, I'm not, you know, against that. It don't happen in other communities. I'm talking about black folk. They backbite on each other and make things bad and don't realize that they are creating things that we don't even see. And that's to the point of disconnect amongst each other, not being able to count on one another and be worried about if somebody gonna sleep with your old lady or seeing if somebody's gonna sleep with your man and so forth and so on. when I was coming up, I seen that a lot going on within the point of like family members. They had to watch other family members being around their man, because the simple fact it was mostly women, and you got to worry about it for one of your friend, your friends or your siblings or whatever gonna go and try to talk to your man back and forth. It was crazy. Now I just said, when if I growed up, I wasn't gonna deal with that type of shit, because the simple fact is that's just not my caliber. I don't do those type of things, and I stand on that. My husband tell me all the time, you just in that old type of way and stuff like that. No, it's not that. It's just the right way. Like, I'm not finna be up there skinning and grinning in somebody else's face and then backbite on them or go sleep with somebody else because the simple fact is this person offered me a little money or they gave me a smile or whatever the case may be. I'm just not that type of person. I know that it causes a discord and so forth and so on. And I think I've talked about this before on my podcast, where a friend of mine or a cousin of mine thought that I was had done slept with or been with their man. It's crazy. And whenever I heard it from the gossiping from somebody else that was in the family members or whatever the case may be, it really appalled me, because it hurted me. And then I had to get over it, because the simple fact is, well, hey, Yolanda, maybe you need to go and talk to that cousin about it or whatever the case may be. No, I'm not going to do that, because that person should have had more faith in me to believe that I would do some type of shit like that. But hey, when people think that you'll do something like that, that's back to me. My grandmother always told me, you have to watch folks. You always got to watch folks, because they will show you who they are. And see, I didn't give them that type of caliber within that. You know what I'm saying? I was just friends with the guy. We went to school together, so forth and so on. And to the point that, hey, listen, when I was coming up, I seen that so much that I didn't want that to be a part of my life. I don't know. You know, some people have morals and some people don't. And regardless of what the situation is, a lot of us lose our morality in a lot of different things. But that right there, sleeping with a family member, a cousin, or whoever the case may be, man or whatever the case, it wasn't going to be me. Probably would have been somebody else, but it wasn't going to be me. So you got to have some type of morality about yourself and carry yourself in a different type of way. I'm the type of person is that, you know, whenever things transpire within me, I know that I can't just lay down at night and feel like it's going to be all right. I'm going to dream about it. I'm going to toss and turn. I'm going to be thinking about it. And it's just going to take away from me. Some people are just hellions. They don't give a damn. They're narcissistic, and they can sleep with somebody and don't care what happened next. And I've came across people that's like that. People that claim like that they friends with people. And they done went and slept with that person's husband or a man, or the man that slept with that person's wife and so forth and so on. Like, people are crazy. They don't think about the big picture when it comes down to certain stuff. They don't realize that it hurts us as a community as a whole. You don't do those type of things. You could feed a person and they'll still backbite on you. How many friends do you got? Can you depend on the people that's around you? Can you depend on the people that you say that is your friends? It's probably some people out there that have been friends with somebody 20, 30, 40 years. But I think all them people probably about dead and gone. These new millennials people and these baby boomers and stuff like that, boy, you can't throw them no farther you can see them. It's crazy that people are that way. I just encourage you, hey, don't do something to somebody that you don't want to be done to you. A guy had put on social media the other day that he was upset because he had been cheating so many, many times in a relationship, and the girl that he was with, she decided to give up and she decided she was going to cheat. Hell, he been doing it all this late in time, so I might as well do it. So whenever he found out that she was cheating, his whole world came to him. He called all kind of names and so forth and so on. But, you know, men look at women as trash when they do that type of stuff. But men don't look at men when they do that as trash. You know, it's like a double standard. And it's crazy that it's that way. But that's just the truth of it. We got to start measuring people on from what they do. You know, our actions and so forth and so on, so we can be able to get back to the point of people having loving friends and honest relationships. It's crazy that we can't see those type of things, because the simple fact is we don't express those. We don't have that type of experience. I would love to be like going on trips and having a good time, and you know, we splitting the bill, everybody not feeling like that one person is spending more than the next person, being able to sit down at home, having brunch together, or cooking breakfast that morning, and so forth and so on. When I was coming up, that's what I used to have to do when I was coming up. When we didn't have anywhere to stay, we were staying with my aunt. And my aunt already had a bunch of kids, and then it was me and my brother, then we had to stay there. So whenever my aunt came, she made sure that everybody had something to eat, so I would get in there and cook breakfast. My aunt, sometimes she would be already to cook sometime before then, but that was just showing the calibration of how loving and family could be. It wasn't worried about who was cooking more and stuff like that, just everybody divided and made sure that each and everyone had. And that's how I felt whenever I had a friend. You know, you just got to understand what a friend is and how it's good to have a friend. I don't know. Maybe it may be in the next lifetime that I have a friend that I could depend on, or talk to, or for to be there for, and them not switch up on me. Because I know I'm the type of person, I'm not going to switch up on you. People don't understand boundaries, and people don't understand that. Sometimes that just because you signed up to go to the fight don't mean that everybody else got to go to the fight, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, true enough, you could be there for that person. Like, in the black community, I never understood the point that, hey, listen, you jump on me, everybody gonna jump, or whatever the case may be. Not even trying to question or think about what did that person do in order to get into that fight. That is something for you to think about. People have lost relationships because that other person didn't jump in to participate in a fight that person's friend had done started. Like, it's crazy that it's that way. Some guys be like, nah, man, you wasn't there for us, and so and so this, and they'll have a beef for 30 years because somebody was fighting in the schoolyard and that person wasn't there. It's crazy that it's like that. But, you know, people lose good relationships behind that crazy spectrum and not understanding that, hey, listen, you didn't think about the well-being of me. If we get in this fight and I don't want to get caught or whatever the case may be, then this is on my family and them trying to get me out of jail and you could be free. Like, why we can't sit down and rationalize different conversation, have a conversation with one another to be able to rationalize different things. Being able to have good, wholesome conversations with each other. Being a friend with one another. I went to the Africans the other day to get my hair done. And they were just talking about different things that went on in the black households, in the African household as well as in the black household. This right here was just like, they brought up a subject that made a lot of good sense. We as black people here in America have lost our everlasting mind. We don't know how to be friends with each other. We don't choose to be friends with each other. I don't just say y'all don't. I said me too, because I'm afraid of getting hurt. I'm afraid now that person is going to be a snake in the grass to me, or whatever the case may be. And I'm afraid of it. The ladies were saying that, you know, they was talking about child support in households and stuff like that. Say up in Africa or Nigeria, there's no such, they don't take out child support on the men. There's no such thing as that. No, they don't make them do those type of things, because in Nigeria, African men, they make sure that their children is taken care of. They're not the types of ones that really abandon their children. Even if they did, or whatever the case may be, you know, there was too many family members that would be there to take up their slack, because they want to carry on the family's name and make for it to be in a good light. Say, for instance, like, I could sit up and say, I was telling them, I said, hey, I was a single parent and I didn't have a daycare or whatever the case may be, and it was hard for me. They said, Nigeria, they don't do things like that. You can go to a neighbor's house and knock on their door and say, I got to go to work today and I don't have a babysitter. They'll let that baby stay there with you until you get off of work and feed that baby and make sure that baby is okay. Free of charge. Black folks, they want to charge you an arm and a leg, your food stamps, anything, hair, you know, redoing or something like that. It's just crazy that it's that way because we done lost the morals of who we are and what we are and why we should be like this, just good, cool to one another. It's hard. It's really hard. It's really, really hard. And it's sad that it's that way because the next generation won't never be able to get that experience of how love should be shown towards one another. That's why I tell y'all all the time that, hey, listen, you can't buy gifts and feel like that's love. You'll receive more love from people by them being there for you. Being there for you through thick and thin. Watching your children when you need a babysitter. Cooking you a meal or vibing with you whenever you don't have enough. Giving you a ride to the store whenever you don't have a ride. So forth and so on. Allowing you to borrow things. Washing powder. Allowing you to use your wash machine or the washboard. When we was coming up, we used to have to wash clothes in the foot tub or even in the tub in the at home. Nowadays, if your wash machine go out, you got to go to, they done made it to the point of a convenience of a laundromat. What's wrong with you going to your neighbor's house? Hey, listen, I need to wash a load of clothes. You know, or whatever the case may be. It's crazy. When we didn't have enough money for lights and stuff, they used to run extension cords from one house to the next. Nowadays, you know, they got it. They so bougie. A person see somebody doing something like that, they'll call the folks on them, telling, hey, somebody stealing lights and so forth. Like, people have lost their morals within the point of helping one another or even just to the point of knowing how to love each other. You don't even know how to be friends with each other. People can't even be friends out here illegally selling drugs. And I'm not saying that I'm an advocate for selling drugs or doing drugs or anything of that nature. But you got people that be upset with you about being on the same block. Talking to the person that within that area, coming in that area. Oh, this is old block, this so-and-so block. Even in the projects, don't come over here on this side of the projects. Isn't it stupid? People don't even know how to be friends with each other. And it's sad that we're that way. You can't even show love or give a hug without somebody judging or judging it wrongly. We got to get out of this type of mindset. There's nothing. There's so many different negative things that you could say about having a friend than you could say to the point of something that's positive. Don't get me wrong, you know, people, you know, they have their own ways about showing things and being there for one another and so forth and so on. And I'm pretty sure there's more good people that's out there that knows how to be friends. But nowadays, it's very few and far between. People are so self-centered in amongst themselves, and they're always out to try to get one another. People, do you know that people could be upset with you because you have did something that you have worked so hard for, and they'll feel like that you think that you are better than them because you have reached your goal? Isn't that crazy and stupid? Why not be happy for that person? People are, they're so crazy within it. They applaud you on Facebook or social media or Instagram or Twitter or whatever the case, or X. They ain't Twitter no more. They'll applaud you on something like that, but in the back of their mind, they upset with you because you got it. They upset with you because you did it. They're surprised that you did it. It's crazy that it's that way, y'all. It is really crazy that it's that way. We got to get out of that mindset. That's not the way to be upset with one another because another person has reached their milestone. Another person has accomplished something. You should be happy for them. Not to the point of you being upset or feel like that person is above you. What if that person is trying to tell you something? I could sit back and I tell you stuff. Hey, listen, it's been about 2 years now. So I had opened up this new bank account and I posted it on social media about different things or whatever. Here it is, you know, in the last past probably 6 months or 7 months. And don't get me wrong, you know, people have to advocate for within themselves and understand certain things when it comes down to different things that people have going on. But I'm gonna tell you something. For people to come in my inbox that I advocated about something 2 years ago and then like now that makes me proud, because the simple fact is, hey, you didn't do it in front of everybody else, or maybe you just didn't want to, or you was ashamed about it, but at least you learned from it. You know, not to think that, hey, listen, some people will think that, hey, if I ask her, that means that she gave me something and I owe her something. I'm not that type of person. I don't carry that type of energy in my body, because the simple fact is, I'm the type of person is that I'm willing to give you just as much as I have if it's available to give. But when it gets to the point that you have shown me that you don't deserve it, then I take it away. That's just me. I get my blessings by doing things like that. I keep myself safe by doing those type of things. And not all the times that it's that way, but majority of the times I'll take that. And you should do that as well. We got to stop holding grudges, stop being upset and mad, and learning how to be a friend and knowing how to love one another. We can do it. We don't have to always harp on to the negativity all the time. There's more to life than to be negative. There's more to life than to backbite, sleeping with one another's mates or so forth and so on, or tap into that. Even if you feel like that your friend's mate is trying to holler at you, you correct them. Hey, listen, don't come at me with that or whatever. I'm not dealing with that type of behavior. You shut people off. You let them know, hey, listen, that's not what I want from my life, because you're carrying an unprecedented spirit, meaning that, hey, listen, if you receive that, then you received it. You receive that energy to carry it on to the next generation, to the next generation, and to the next generation. And don't realize it. That's just something for you guys to think about. How many friends do you have today? Is there anybody that you can just sit back and look in your phone, and if you're going through something, that you can really count on? Are you the type of person that a person can be able to call on you? Do they have to worry about you bashing them or being belittling them because you didn't make it to where they are at? Just, you know, vice versa. Do you know how to love on people more than yourself, or being there for other people? And I'm not just saying more than yourself, just being able to make the right decision if you know it's the right thing to do. There's so many different things that we need to grow from. We need to advance and to make better decisions with, because I'm telling you, the way we going, it ain't working. It ain't working. I'm just saying, it's not working. How many friends you got? How many people you can count on? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, April the 17th, talking to you about friends. How many of them you have? Y'all have a good night.
You say you and the girlfriend were so tight. You took an opportunity to God one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared most of everything you own. But then she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold toward people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Friends.